Mystic. It's Alex Jones.
You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. Ladies and gentlemen,
you'll take my life, but I'll take
it. Is now Sunday, the 15th day of September, 2013. We're live and broadcasting worldwide. And we have a very important edition of the transmission lined up today. Obviously, the situation with Syria was always about Iran. And now we have seen Obama come out and say, oh, yeah, we'll take your peace deal, but we still may attack you so that no peace deal can be made on the chemical weapons. And then now they're saying Iran needs to be included in disarmament talks if we won't attack Syria. So, see, there's no way to make peace with the globalists. And they know that Syria has not been demonized like Iran, and so they're now conflating the two. And the two are connected. One is run by a secular Shiite-connected group, and the other, of course, is purely a Shiite state, Iran. But the establishment knows the general public can't even find these places on a map. They're engaged in just huge manipulation. But what I first want to get into is the fact that more evidence has come out that the rebels themselves launched the last round, the third round, of chemical weapons attacks 3 weeks ago, and that the whole world is waking up to that fact. And so Obama gave an interview to Snotanopoulos, George Snotanopoulos, where they engaged in the confidence game of laughing and saying, no one in the world believes that the rebels, those wascally rebels, used any of the chemical weapons. So we're going to be going into that. It's like Al Gore used to say, no one believes, there's no real scientists that believe man-made global warming's not real. There's no one, not one scientist. There is 100% consensus. Really, even NASA's come out last week and admitted the northern ice sheet's the biggest ever recorded. Al Gore predicted Arctic summer ice would disappear in 2013. It didn't. It got record big. Earth gains a record amount of sea ice in 2013. Earth has gained 19,000 Manhattans of ice since the date last year, the largest increase on record. And that is directly linked to NASA from Climate Depot, CNS News, you name it. And then the Wall Street Journal says dialing back the alarm on climate change. You mean on paying the globalists a tax on all human activity. But remember, there's total consensus that if you don't pay Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and the Rockefellers, I mean, look at who actually runs these mercantile exchanges in London and Chicago, that we're all dead, basically. So we've got that piece of news. Serious problems, though. We've always had floods on this planet. It's still terrible. Al Gore's out saying, see, this is evidence of climate change. Colorado braces for more heavy rain, devastating floods. And we've got upwards of 500 unaccounted for. So they're hoping hundreds aren't dead. It's 25 dead at least there from flooding in a place that's been in a five-year drought. So when it rains, it pours. There's thousands of microclimates on this planet. So you're always going to be having issues like this. So you want to be prepared and try to take care of yourself and your family, but certainly pray for the folks out there in the massive flooding in Colorado. But don't worry, Obama has declared a state of emergency. And he's on the way. Of course, it's really just local first responders and people that are actually helping out, and citizens helping citizens. But don't worry, Obama and the federal government will grandstand. Now all of that, we're going to cover first the Syria situation, the new developments with Iran, the U.S. run by the globalists saying they're ready to strike Iran any minute. That may be the distraction from the political implosion of confidence that they've seen. That may be the false flag. We're going to get into the attack on free speech that's really mounting here from a multitude of different angles. All this and more, key transmission straight ahead.
With over
there's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 15th day of September on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and its mirror backup, but it carries some exclusive news, so it's not really a mirror, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We also have several big Facebooks and more. You can find all that at Infowars.com, as well as the free podcast, iPhone, Droid apps for the show, the free video feeds, everything on the listen page at Infowars.com or Infowars.com/show. And please save those links, but also send them on to friends and family. That's how we wake people up. Here's what I want to get into first. The incredibly important developments that are taking place in Syria and Iran, and politically the different things that Obama has been up to internationally in an attempt to distract away from the seven big scandals that they have running here at home. And if you count Obamacare and its implementation causing even his own camp followers and useful idiot minions to freak out, if you add that, it's eight big scandals. But of all the scandals, I personally think the most important is the concerted, conscious attack on free speech and on the press in this country. And in the last 4 days, there have been five different developments dealing with the attack on free speech. And they've also caught the IRS head who lied to Congress in our emails and directives saying target Tea Parties, libertarians, conservatives, Christian groups, pro-life groups, calling them dangerous and saying we want to shut them down. Now, we already knew this. They've not audited one socialist or communist or Maoist organization that they run. And that's what these people are. They've not gone after one of those the last 5 years. It has been a reign of terror. Even the New York Times has had to admit, Wall Street Journal, Washington Times, we're going to go over all of it, against anybody who is not basically left of Lenin or Stalin. By the way, and I meant to tell you guys to print this, and I forgot, will you print me the AP and World Net Daily articles on the unbelievably out of control Attorney General Holder? No, not Fast and Furious, not all that stuff. No. I'm talking about the guy who goes to consortium meetings with big socialist churches and black churches and openly tells them how to get around the unconstitutional, I should add, basically tells them ignore it, IRS rules on churches not being politically involved. That's now come out. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course that's the way this works. Plus, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. the federal government has no jurisdiction over churches and what they do. They could have giant signs outside saying vote for Elmer Fudd if they wanted to. It's called the First Amendment. But before we go any further, I want to shift gears into the big, big issue here. And that is the disintegration of Obama's credibility on the world scene. And even though Obama is a globalist front man, a puppet, a figurehead, a logo, still his cult of personality has been very successful for a lot of different disparate special interests to really be able to loot and rob this country of its resources, its tax money, and its freedoms in the last 5 years. More freedom, and many historians have agreed with me on this, more freedom's been lost the last 5 years than in 230 years before it. So many historians have pointed out there's always an acceleration at the end of a curve in the trajectory of tyranny. Once a free society loses its propulsion, you kind of drop out of the sky like a rock. And we've reached that free fall point, but we've also reached the point where people are ready to wake up. Now, you'll remember Obama had Kerry about 3 weeks ago come out and say, when the chemical attack happened, that clearly Assad had done it. And then the rebels uploaded videos bragging how they'd done it. And then the Russians tested it and said it was the rebels. Now the U.S. military has come out. Not only was on Infowars.com and WorldNetDaily.com, but it is a U.S. military Pentagon report saying that they got test samples of it, and it's homemade Al-Qaeda chemical weapons, and that it's clearly Al-Qaeda doing it to get a war with Assad. There's a new national poll out, 75%, a scientific poll of U.S. military who were questioned said they're against the strike completely. And then when they talked to the people individually, well, there was one in what Army.mil actually was linked over to Military.com covering it. But I'm going to get to that in a little while. It's in my stack. And the people they questioned said, we know no one who supports an attack on Syria backing Al-Qaeda to be Al-Qaeda's air force. So we don't know where you even found. It was like 20% were for it, 5% undecided, and or 4% undecided, and then 75-plus percent against. The point is that the military is against this. And when the military 2 weeks ago went to Facebook and Twitter with images in uniform holding up signs saying, I didn't sign up for the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, depending on what sign, you know, what person it was, I didn't sign up to be the Air Force or the Army for Al-Qaeda, CNN and others came out and said, because we were the ones that broke that, that we were full of it and that it was propaganda and fake photos. Now you notice they don't say that on CNN. All week they've been saying, arrest whoever criticizes this policy. Well, you don't have a right. You have a duty under the Bill of Rights, Constitution, under the oath you swear, and under the Nuremberg Code from 1946. If you want to look up that up or watch a historical film, it's excellent, Judgment at Nuremberg. Following orders makes you just as guilty as those that give you legal orders. You have a duty, not just a right, to say no to unlawful orders. I mean, if you know Al-Qaeda is the main force, there's new studies, British government says half of them are Al-Qaeda. CFR says 60%. If you know the main group is Al-Qaeda and you're giving them arms, and Al-Qaeda, the head of Al-Qaeda last week was in Reuters Friday. Pull me that out of the stack, guys. I forgot that piece of news. And Reuters saying, attack the U.S. after Syria. And he's the head of al-Nusra. Well, he's also the head of Al-Qaeda. But Zawahiri. So the military knows this is Al-Qaeda. They know Assad didn't offensively attack anybody. And it's known that for 2.5 years, the West has been funding the rebels on record to invade from Turkey, Jordan, Iraq, and some support from Israel over the Golan. That's all on record. Yeah, there it is. Al-Qaeda chief calls for attacks on U.S. in 9/11 speech to followers. The leader of Al-Qaeda has called on Muslims to wage attacks on the United States to wreak instability that will bleed America economically. And then you go read, Paul pointed out, by the way, this is also the head of al-Nusra. On record. that our government has been arming for 2.5 years at least. Now Obama admits it all. And so Russia comes out and says, listen, we'll attack Syria if you can prove. We'll help you if you can prove they launched chemical attack. But we've tested it. It's the rebels who stand again to have you come in and bomb everything. And you know that. You probably told them to do it. And they go, oh, no, no, that's not true. He says, well, fine. Bring the UN in, whatever. If they have legal chemical weapons in Syria, everybody has them. Israel has them. We'll just give them up. And Obama goes, I'll take your peace deal, but I'm still going to go ahead and bomb you. That's in the news. So the Russians go, well, that's no deal. So then they get on the media here and say, oh, the Russians withdrew the deal. Do you understand that? Now they're saying Iran has to give up its weapons or they'll strike Syria. It's like if your neighbor doesn't quit beating his wife, we're going to blow up your house. I mean, it is just insanely criminal what Obama is doing.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, in the last half of the next hour, we're going to have in studio members of a major pro-Second Amendment group here in Texas, where we broadcast from worldwide, Texas Open Carry, where all over the state they're arresting people that legally and lawfully open carry. And we had reporters downtown where this happened twice on Friday, including a combat veteran in a wheelchair. And they even read the police. Our reporter, Jakari Jackson, this made national news to blaze, and people picked it up and didn't give us any credit. I don't care, as long as the Second Amendment gets defended. And we covered it. The video's up on Infowars.com. And the police said, we don't care what the law says. We're officers. We can do whatever we want. That's what they tell them now. That's what Nixon said. It's like the president can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter what the law says. I heard the Austin police chief a couple of weeks ago on 590 AM, our local affiliate, on with the morning crew there, saying, well, if a police officer gives you an order, you do it even if it's wrong and you won't get hurt. I mean, that's like what they say, you know, get in the car and you won't get hurt, or you know, here's the candy, here's the puppy dog. I mean, it's just like you hear something like that and it's like, wow, so there's no unlawful order. Of course, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common law, jurisprudence, in all states, and it's on the books in all 50 states, that you have a right and a duty to protect yourself if a police officer is endangering your life outside of their sworn oath and duty. And there's many cases of rogue cops that people have had to deal with, and you don't go to prison for that. I mean, it's not like they're God. They're the Queen of England, the King of England, and so you do something to them, they're infallible. The King of England's not been infallible since 1215, since the Battle of Runnymede. And if the King of England's not infallible, is a cop infallible? And we're not here to bash police, folks. They've been very resistant to a lot of the New World Order programming and takeover stuff that's happened. But it is really creepy to see police all over the country arrest people with cameras in public and charge them with eavesdropping when that's not eavesdropping on record. They don't care. You can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. It is official oppression. And to see police choke pro-liberty protesters that protest on the street corner, and we've interviewed folks that's happened to. I mean, it really shows an authoritarianism. And when we get to the next segment, I'm going to show where it's coming from the top. And we, the people, need to rein this in. Only a free people will be free. Only people that stand up and demand their rights will be free. If you lay down, folks, you will ensure tyrants take over. Now, let's get into Obama's incredible lies on Syria.
And President Putin has become your unlikely partner in this. And, you know, even in this op-ed, which has stirred up a lot of controversy here in the United States, he said there's every reason to believe that the rebels are the ones who use the chemical weapons. So does that tell you he's willing to lie to protect Assad?
Well, nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels were the perpetrators.
He wrote it in the New York Times.
Well, I understand. What I said is nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels perpetrated this attack. Now, what is true is that there are radical elements in the opposition.
All right, let's stop there.
Including folks who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
So, Kerry, I mean, let's go over just 30 seconds of lies here. It's a seven-minute clip. It'd take all day to cover it. But many of you saw it or heard it when it took place this morning with Stephanopoulos and his little cohorts there, Snufanopoulos, or whatever his name is, George Snufanopoulos. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, there are people all over the world doubting it. The rebels brag they launched the chemical attacks. The U.S. military is on record saying they believe they launched the attacks. I'm going to go to those articles in a moment. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, the senator, Pat Buchanan, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck. I mean, you name it, are questioning it. The U.S. military, as I said, is questioning it. The Russians tested it last year, this March, and then again this time, and put out reports saying it's clearly gas used by al-Qaeda. It's homemade, not what the Syrian government legally and lawfully has, just like France, just like Israel, just like everybody else. It's just illegal to use them under treaty. A treaty, by the way, Syria is not even a signatory to. Neither is Israel. And both sides have said when they sign it, they'll give them up or they'll be part of that. So there's line number one. Here's the problem covering each lie is it's just there's too many. The big one, though, is saying that no one thinks that the rebels may have used the chemical weapons. In fact, can you back that up? I want to play that one more time because there's actually three lies just in the first 30 seconds of that. And this is head spinning to sit here and deal with this.
Around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels were the perpetrators
of this
attack.
He wrote it in the New York Times.
Well, I understand. What I said is nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels perpetrated this attack. Now, what is true is that there are radical elements in the opposition, including folks who are affiliated with al-Qaeda.
Affiliated?
If they got their hands on
it. All right, let's stop right
there.
John Kerry said a week and a half ago at the G20 meeting in Russia, in St. Petersburg, he said that no one believes that there are any al-Qaeda or radicals in the group. And he said it days before that in the House and the Senate committee, forcing Putin to call him a liar and laugh at him because the Pentagon says it's 60% al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and other groups. And so does the Council on Foreign Relations. I have a new report out today saying 50%. The point is they're the main force. They're the ones our governments are arming. So now Obama has at least been forced to admit that because everybody knows it. See, they count on you being ignorant to get away with these lies. Now, let's go over some of the headlines. Obama, Syria deal does not mean U.S. won't strike Iran over nuclear program. Now, the deal is they'll give up the weapons if they will pull back the rebels, that's what they've been asking for, and won't bomb them. They'll end the war. And they'll even have international talks and bring in elections and new leadership. Assad knows that's his only hope. He's got to go. But the West wants to put al-Qaeda in to turn it into another Islamic state. They want to take down all secular states, including Egypt, where our government's siding with the al-Qaeda people against their government. So there's that. So imagine they go, okay, Russia, you want to make a deal? We'll let you turn the weapons in, but we're not going to make a deal. Knowing the average American doesn't understand the basics of diplomacy. I mean, this is seen as so evil worldwide. Here's another one. If the Syrian talks are to progress, the U.S. will have to include Iran. And they're now saying the West may strike Iran instead of Syria. See, Obama wants a war to distract from losing, in some polls, 10 percentage points a month. I mean, he is going to be at like, you know, a 10% approval rating in 6 months if this continues. I mean, he is in free fall. They need a war, folks. They want a war, and they're like, okay, we can't have Syria. How about Iran? I mean, it's war, 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 war. So we're going to come back, break this down, and get into the attack on the First Amendment.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
All right.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up with the situation with Syria and Iran and then come back and get into the attack on the First Amendment here in the United States and how serious this is. Some of the other news that's up on Infowars.com before I get back into Syria is Diane Crash, CCTV operator, the government's now being forced to admit, footage rounded up and destroyed. We knew back when that happened in 1997 that the government, the British MI6, had asked the French to hand over all the footage. And they'd lied and said the cameras had been turned off where she crashed. We knew MI6 had used commandos to kill her. We knew she was alive after the vehicle was remote controlled into the wall. We knew she told friends and family, Prince Charles says he's going to kill me if I marry an Arab. and make it look like an automobile accident. That's all on record, folks. They killed her, and the conspiracy theorists have been proven right again. How many years later? How many years ago was 1997? We're talking like 16 years ago? 16 years ago. I mean, boom. That's up on Infowars.com out of the Sunday Express News in England. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Also, I had it reposted up on the site, the video dealing with the fact that firearms are being confiscated from Texans that are totally legal and lawful, and it's happening all over the country, basically under federal training that as long as the feds say it, well, if the feds told God to sit down and shut up, God would do it because they're actually God. Okay, let's go over the stack of Syria news and the different ways that they've been contradicting themselves. So Obama says, you know, turn your weapons in, it doesn't matter, and the rebels will take your country over and kill every Christian in it because, you know, that's what you do to get a peace prize. We're still going to attack you one way or the other. So that's out of the Jerusalem Post. Continuing here, he says Iran should not misinterpret U.S. response to Syria. What, the fact that our own military and our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have all come out and said this is a horrible idea and a war crime, and it's now an open secret that you run al-Qaeda? Amazing. Continuing, he rejects criticism of shifting Syria policy, says I'm less concerned about style points. So now they're trying to spin the fact that they're floundering all over the place. Continuing, Putin is now going to travel to Iran for nuclear strategy talks on building peaceful nuclear reactors in the country and selling high-tech weapon systems to Iran. So this is starting a new arms race, which I'm sure will make the military-industrial complex happy to get our tax money. Also, here's another report out of the Jerusalem Post saying Syria transported chemical weapons to Iraq last week when Iraq is still run by the CIA and the Pentagon. I do not buy that for a minute. Continuing, Kerry is threatening, saying, I don't care what you hear in the news, Syria, he told AP. Get ready to be hit. The threat is real. Now, military.com is coming out with the Pentagon saying we do need 45,000 to 75,000 troops on the ground to secure the weapons. And see, that's what Kerry said. He said, oh, well, if Syria implodes, then we'll have to go in. But our resolution calls for boots on the ground, but we're not planning that. The official strategy the entire time has been to implode Syria and break it in multiple pieces, and to give Turkey a piece, Israel a piece, Iraq a piece, Jordan a piece. It is completely immoral and is a war crime, and the West started it, and we're paying for it, and our name is paying for it. This is on us, folks. The good news is only 9% of Americans support it in a Reuters poll, and our military doesn't support it as well. But you heard Obama on Stephanopoulos' show, what is that, Meet the Press, say that no one doubts our story. Everyone's for it. Even though reality is the opposite, lying to you to keep the facade going that you're all alone in opposition to this war. Now, continuing here from Al Jazeera. Syria rebels made own sarin gas. Russia hands evidence to UN, which its envoy says indicates Syria opposition used chemical weapons. That was in July of this year. It's a flashback. They tested it after the March attack. And by the way, the al-Qaeda people on established al-Qaeda YouTubes, well, they shut our YouTube down if somebody says a cuss word, but al-Qaeda can have YouTube channels. They uploaded the video screaming, Allah Akbar, Osama bin Laden, America, you're next. I've played that audio here, the Arabic, with the subtitles. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt they launched it last year, March, and then 3 weeks ago. Here's the article from Infowars.com, a new one from Friday. U.S. military, al-Qaeda rebels produced sarin gas for chemical attack in Syria. That's Kit Daniels Friday night, and guess who it links to? World Net Daily got a secret document, and they have the highest credibility in my book. They just continue to break big national stories. You don't think there's whistleblowers anymore that are willing to risk their lives? Folks, we break big stories all the time with federal and state whistleblowers. This is a Pentagon whistleblower. Gave them a classified document that's in the article. U.S. military confirms rebels had sarin. Classified document shows deadly weapon found in home of arrested Islamists. Planning to use it in Syria, ladies and gentlemen. And then it was homemade chlorine gas type, exactly what the experts have been saying for 3 weeks. Yeah, Al-Qaeda wants America to come in and bomb the country so they can win because the Russians and the Syrian military that have overwhelming support. Most polls we've seen in international press by Syrians living abroad is over 70% support. Even though Assad wasn't popular before this, the head opposition, who isn't Al-Qaeda, in London 2 weeks ago said an attack on Syria is satanic. In fact, show that in Reuters. I want to show viewers. We're also on TV if you want to go to Infowars.com/show. You can find the video feed. A week and a half ago said, I don't support Assad. Neither do I, by the way. I studied the situation. Sure, I'm sure they could have something better. George Washington, but he ain't around for the job, folks. The point is that even the main real opposition leader came out and said, this is horrible, we're putting Al-Qaeda in to murder everybody that isn't Al-Qaeda. They even kill Sunnis that aren't hardcore enough for them, folks. They're at a Syrian conflict, opposition leader. Haythan al-Manyan criticizes plans for U.S. military intervention as satanic because it's going to hand it over to people many times worse. There you go. It's immoral to start the fight, to go in, to try to destroy the country, and to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians worldwide, Islamists have in the last decade. Tens of thousands of the 200,000 dead have been Christian. 2 million Christians have fled. And there's video online every day of Christians having their heads chopped off that the news will not cover. They are blowing up and burning every church, destroying every Christian village. They say, come out on video. I've seen the videos. And we won't kill you if you convert. When they do come out, they rape the women. They chop up little children. I mean, Al-Qaeda is about as bad as I can imagine. I mean, they are... You look at these people's eyes. I mean, these people are scum. I have never seen a group of more degenerate scum just looking at them and how they act and how sick they are and eating hearts and burning churches and chopping nuns' heads off and after they rape them. Because, see, it's okay to... Yeah. Oh, by the way, they're now saying they're going to invade with ground troops, as I said, if they have to secure the chemicals. Quote, and so the boots are made for walking over the Christians... That's right. The big red one, I guess, from the army is going to march in with Al-Qaeda to murder all the Christians. So this song is for Obama and Al-Qaeda. I guess I'm not patriotic unless I support them. So I salute Al-Qaeda and Obama.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert? Try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly.
You keep saying you got something for me.
You claim it's liberty, but it's really tyranny.
Something you call love. But confess,
you're totally ruthless globalists.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Who hate any free people, like
and
Christians.
Someone else is getting
in Syria.
Best.
And now the military's awake.
These boots are made for war.
And now the people are awake.
And that's just what they'll do.
And now the world's awake.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You hear that message, Obama and the globalists and all the big mega banks and all the big offshore interests that are above the law and tax exempt, like Warren Buffett that openly lobbies to raise poor people's taxes to pay him more banker bailout money?
When you ought to be truthing.
That's right. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
You keep losing when you ought to not bet.
That's right. Keep betting. Keep pushing, punk.
You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing.
You ought to be a-changing.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
That's right. Everybody knows it now.
These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do. You know what?
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You know, it's not one of these days. It's now these days. We've now gotten there. So here's to Obama and the New World Order. Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller. This little piece of music's for you.
Where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned.
Oh, you're getting burned now.
I just found me a brand new box of matches.
You openly run Al-Qaeda. That woke up the dumbed-down public.
You ain't had time to learn.
That's right. These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
Just what they'll
As our whole military goes public.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk away.
So keep on walking. Again, I dedicate this to the New World Order and everybody that wants to trample our rights. We didn't start this fight. But you know what? We're sure as hell gonna
start walking.
Finish it. Gotta love it. This song's for you, my little New World Order pretties. I said I'd get into the whole First Amendment thing, and I will. I'm going to start that now and then go a little bit in the next hour. Then we have some guests coming. They're going to be in studio with us. One of them is a constitutional lawyer, and the other is one of the victims who had his legal gun confiscated by the state police. Listen, slaves don't show those out in public. Might give other slaves an idea they're not slaves. They might think they can have a gun, too. Well, then that means the system's out of a job, and how's the state police going to be doing proctology exams on all the pretty girls, whether they be pretty black ladies or pretty blonde-haired, blue-eyed white ladies? Yeah, the whole country. They even got foreign travel advisories about coming to Texas because they do proctology exams on the side of the highway now here. But that's freedom. We ought to put that on the Texas flag, you know. I bet one of my great-great-great-great-grandpappies who raised Colonel Travis's son after Colonel Travis got killed, I bet they would have, if they heard, you know, one day in the future, there'll be flying airplanes in the sky, and there'll be men wearing cowboy hats that pull your family over, and one glove, two women, four orifices. That ought to be the Texas flag. I'm telling you, the image of a woman bent over a car with a state trooper right there with flies all over him and a filthy glove. All I can do is illustrate the insanity by illustrating it. They're sitting there, the state police, on video going, here is the law. It is legal to have this firearm. They go, we do not care about the law. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So let me just ask the police something. Do you think you're being given all this unconstitutional power just because the system cares about us? No. You're being given this because criminals run the system, and they want to get you ready for a war with the American people. The globalists are ending our prosperity. Everybody that works for the system should figure that out and realize FEMA demonizes the Founding Fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Homeland Security publicly. For a decade or more has trained the police this. That's now all public. With straight faces, the Department of Defense teaches now not just officers, but the enlisted. This broke in Judicial Watch 2 weeks ago and was on Drudge for 2 days and got millions of readers. I know it was our news article linked to them, so we saw the millions of people come in. So 2 million people in a couple of days read that, I know. And folks are upset because it actually says George Washington would not be welcome in today's army. I want that to sink in. Folks that weren't in the Army probably don't know much history or Army history, but anybody who's in the Army, one of the first things you get taught at boot camp, I'm told, is about George Washington. And why would you be taught about George Washington? He's not just the founder of our country. He's not just the first president. He's something else. Who is George Washington? Who is George Washington, folks? Are you thinking out there? CJ, let me ask you in the control room, who is George Washington? Why would they teach at boot camp the first week you're there about George Washington? Why would they do that? Because he's the founder of the U.S. Army.
Right, and he represents...
Absolutely, and then John Paul Jones is the founder of the Navy. But the whole issue is that George Washington is the founder of the U.S. Army. And he's not welcome in today's army. And you know why he's not welcome in today's army? Because today's army is run by foreign banks and is occupied. And I'll tell you what else isn't welcome in today's federal government. Anything Americana, anything freedom-based, anything not completely twisted. And now let me start and give you a little introduction to what we're going to be covering in the first part of the next hour. Here is the article in front of me. Lois Lerner's own words. Emails undercut official IRS story on political targeting. And she goes on to say in these emails that are confirmed from February of 2011 to say that go read, the Tea Party is dangerous and scary and must be shut down. Well, yeah, that's what all the federal training manuals say. My God, these people talk about small government, liberty, the family, the Second Amendment, and worst of all, Jesus Christ. Whoa, sounds pretty nasty to me. Sounds pretty dangerous. People You know, people with the lowest crime rate statistically, I've seen national studies on the average Tea Partier, lowest crime rate group. And these are really bad people. Well, yeah, you run Akern and the Chicago Mafia, I bet millions of people organizing around liberty, common sense, and due process, I bet justice sounds pretty scary, don't you? So you need to call it racist, terrorist, everything else you can, and then have the federal government. You know how illegal this is? If they get away with this, folks, this is unprecedented, targeting people politically. They went after pro-life groups. You can look this up. We've played the audio here at the seminars and said to them, to the pro-life groups, take this. We're going to arrest you for tax fraud unless you stop praying at public events where anyone can hear you, and you need to stop protesting at abortion clinics. The IRS has no jurisdiction inside of religion, First Amendment. Plus, it wasn't around until 1913 anyways. It's a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. Learn about that. That's a fact, folks, not some pipe dream here. Okay, we deal in facts here. They're stubborn things. Now, this is what's more interesting. Earlier this year in the IRS hearings, I'm going to do a news piece on this Monday. We got busy Friday, but I'm going to go back. We'll just type it in now. IRS, Lois Lerner testifies they did not target Tea Party. And you'll get the exact date on C-SPAN. You'll get news. What was it, 6 months ago? I mean, just type. Yeah, it was 6 months ago, but we've got a skeleton crew today, only three guys. But search engine that for me. So I can give people an actual date here. But you all know, she said it. The Fast and Furious kingpin holders said it. They all said, ridiculous, we don't target anybody. Folks, it's now come out. They targeted libertarian, conservative, veterans, rights groups to get veterans funding that they deserve, their health care, gun groups, Christian groups, First Amendment groups, basically any type of American activity. This is like, no exaggeration, 50 times worse than the Red Scare and McCarthyism, where they just pressured corporations to blackball people and stuff. This is actually going and arresting and harassing and auditing and telling people what they can pray. I mean, this is naked, on steroids, authoritarianism. And there it is. Lois Lerner pleads the fifth. The IRS probes aren't just potential. Yeah, but see, here's the deal. She pled the fifth, but then went on to say, I plead the fifth. So it wouldn't, I guess she thought, be in record, but lawyers pointed out it would be, and then said she didn't do it. Remember playing the clip. The fifth means you plead the fifth for self-incrimination and then shut up. Everything you say after that is admissible. Do you understand that, you witch? And I'm telling you, folks, everybody I know, including us, has been jacked with by the IRS and terrorized. I don't even get into it on air because it doesn't bother me. It means I'm over the target. The old Air Force saying was Army Air Corps. My grandpa was in it. How do you know when you're over the target? When you're taking the flak. They fly into the flak cloud to bomb the Germans because they knew that's where it was at. Good. Bring it on. The more the merrier, baby. I didn't sign up for this to be a coward. I didn't sign up for this for nothing. You authoritarians are all going to go to prison, and you've been caught. And the attack on the First Amendment is only a small part of it. We're breaking it down second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some